Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
The internet safe harbor just got a little less safe. One of the most important laws protecting online speech is also one of the worst. You've probably heard of it. In 1998, President Bill Clinton passed the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA. It's the law that, for example, makes it all too easy for companies to have embarrassing content removed from sites like YouTube by issuing bogus takedown requests, claiming that the content violates their copyright. No presumption of innocence required. But the DMCA also contains one incredibly important section, the so-called Safe Harbor provision. Thanks to Safe Harbor, companies can't be held liable for copyright violations committed by their users, so long as the companies take reasonable steps to ensure that repeat offenders are banned from their services. Post a pirated copy of Ghostbusters to YouTube via your Comcast internet connection? That's on you, the DMCA says, not on YouTube or Comcast. But after a recent court decision, that safe harbor doesn't look so safe anymore. Last week, a federal judge ruled that cable internet provider Cox Communications must pay $25 million in damages to BMG Rights Management, which controls the rights to the music of some of the world's most popular artists. The court found that Cox was liable for the alleged copyright infringement carried out by its customers, safe harbor or not. The decision might not rattle the giants of the internet business, like Comcast, Verizon, Google, and Facebook, at least not yet. But it could be bad news for smaller companies that can't afford such costly legal battles. And if companies start fearing they'll lose their safe harbor, they might have to start more carefully policing the content posted by their users. Turning off notifications. It's hard to overstate the importance of the DMCA's safe harbor provision to the growth of the early internet. Had providers and platforms faced liability for what users published, far fewer social networks and web hosts would have existed because of the legal risk. Those that did exist would have had to carefully screen what users posted to ensure no copyright violations were taking place. In short, the DMCA, for all its problems, enabled the explosion of online speech over the past 2 decades. But that explosion has not been kind to some businesses, such as the music industry, which has seen its margins erode since the 1990s due to peer-to-peer file sharing. To fight back, BMG in 2011 hired a company called Rights Corp to monitor file-sharing networks and catch people illegally sharing music that belonged to BMG. Whenever Rights Corp believed it had detected a copyright violation, it would forward notifications to the offending user's internet provider. The twist was that Rights Corp added a bit of language to its letters, offering to settle the copyright dispute if the user was willing to pay a fee of around $20 to $30 per infraction. Cox refused to forward these letters onto its users because it believed the settlement offers were misleading, arguing the notifications of infringement were not in and of themselves proof that a user had actually broken the law. Rights Corp refused to alter the language of the letters, so Cox refused to process any further notifications from the company. In 2014, BMG sued Cox. Last year, U.S. District Court Judge Liam O'Grady found that by refusing to process Rights Corp's requests, Cox had failed to live up to its responsibilities under the Safe Harbor provision, and therefore was not eligible for its protections. A jury found Cox liable for $25 million in damages. Cox filed for a new trial, but O'Grady denied the request last week, allowing the previous decision to stand. Just a pipe. While the decision does not set a binding precedent, some open internet advocates worry the decision could embolden copyright holders to sue smaller companies. A company like Google can afford expensive lawyers. It can invest in multi-million-dollar digital rights management software to keep offending content off its sites. But smaller ISPs or websites can't. If Safe Harbor is for everyone, it's for internet service providers that do nothing but carry information from sites to specific homes, says Charles Duhin, staff attorney at Public Knowledge. Safe Harbor issues aside, BMG's argument also depends on the idea that users should be denied internet access because of the mere accusation of copyright infringement, even if the accuser has never proven in court that those users have actually broken the law. It doesn't take into account all the things people use the internet for, says Mitch Stolz, a staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. People use it for their jobs, to interact with government. The circumstances in which it's reasonable to cut someone off are narrower now than 20 years ago. However flawed it is, the DMCA enables online speech to flourish. But if the BMG case does become a precedent, online service providers of all types will have to crack down on their users, even if no one has proven in court that those users committed a crime. If you don't like what someone has to say, you could accuse them of copyright violations and not only have a video banned from YouTube, but have that person kicked off the internet entirely. That's not a future in which the internet flourishes. This article was written by Clint Finley.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.